think probably diagnosed with clinical depression would have been about the mid-90s, so I would have been about 30. It's emptiness. It's nothing. People who've not experienced it sometimes think of it as being really sad or really low mood. It's nothing. It's not being sad. It's being empty. It's being devoid of feeling, devoid of purpose, of worth. It's not worth getting out of bed because you're empty. You have no soul, almost. You're just a shell. You're not worth getting in the shower. You're not worth brushing your teeth. And to some degree, you're not even worth killing. It's an empty, dark hole. And it's terrifying. The only contact I had at that time with the outside world was through my bear on Twitter. And he became my voice. And it was his bear wisdom, I guess, that kept me going. And the wisdom of the other bears. And the friendships of other bears that would be sending silly messages or funny messages or keeping in touch and just reaching out and checking that you're still there, that you're still hanging on, you're still keeping going. And that complete acceptance through bears. And I'll get emotional here because we've lost a dear, dear bear friend recently. And it's been a loss that has been felt throughout the world, that the kindness of the people in these communities is beyond compare. It really is. I'm going to share with you something that I came across online a long time ago. I don't know who wrote it, but it's probably the best description I've ever come across. Depression is humiliating. It turns intelligent, kind people into zombies who can't wash a dish or change their socks. It affects the ability to think clearly, to feel anything, to ascribe value to your children, your lifelong passions, your relative good fortune. It scoops out your normal, healthy ability to cope with bad days and bad news and replaces it with an unrecognizable sludge that finds no pleasure, no delight, no point in anything outside of bed. You alienate your friends because you can't comport yourself socially. You risk your job because you can't concentrate. You live in moderate squalor because you have no energy to stand up, let alone take out the garbage. You become pathetic and you know it. You have no capacity to stop the downward plunge. You have no perspective, no emotional reserves, no faith that it will get better. So you feel guilty and ashamed of your inability to deal with life like a regular human, which exacerbates the depression and the isolation. If you've never been depressed, thank your lucky stars and back off the folks who take a pill so they can make contact with the grocery store cashier. No one on earth would choose the nightmare of depression over an averagely turbulent normal life. It's not an incapacity to cope with day-to-day living in the modern world. It's an incapacity to function at all. If you and your loved ones have been spared every blessing to you, if depression has taken root in you or your loved ones, every blessing to you. No one chooses it. No one deserves it. It runs in families. It ruins families. You cannot imagine what it takes to feign normalcy, to show up to work, to make a dentist appointment, to pay bills, to walk your dog, to return library books on time, to keep enough toilet paper on hand, when you are exerting most of your capacity on trying not to kill yourself. Depression is real. Just because you've never had it doesn't make it imaginary. Compassion is also real, and a depressed person may cling desperately to it until they are out of the woods, and they may remember your compassion for the rest of their lives as a force greater than their depression. Have a heart. Judge not, lest ye be judged. And that's why the bears were so important to me. In particular, I called him Sir Toddy Farrington. He wasn't Sir, but he always felt like a Sir to me, Toddy Farrington, and Ollie von Steiff. And there were others, tour guide Ted, Reddy, Dr. Red. They were the ones that reached out with humour, with love, with compassion. And my close friends, Carol and Liz, who just hung in there. And I will never, ever forget.